Good morning. When we signed our third major agreement back in towards the end of the summer, we told you two things remained that we needed to do. Basically continue to concentrate on our upstream position and organize our bank group. And I've realized that there's a little bit of confusion in terms of what is more important and what is taking out most of our time today. So unequivocally, the most important piece is to put the bank group together and organize the financing. Putting the upstream piece is significant and important, but there's different priorities. For the upstream piece, we have plenty of time. We need to do this sometime in the next 5 years. The impact is very significant, but as prices between the rest of the world and the United States continue to diverge very, very dramatically, it takes less importance. The integrated position is still extremely attractive because it improves the profitability of the plant, and it also mitigates our risks very significantly. But as the gap between global prices and US prices continue to widen, it becomes, relatively speaking, less important compared to taking advantage of the current situation to finish putting our bank group together. So let me put this in numbers. Gas prices in the US in the last 12 months have increased by 60%. It has made the producers more comfortable and therefore more difficult to deal with. However, they're looking at prospects where in the United States, given our wealth and resource, prices will start trending back down towards the end of the winter. So from our standpoint, we get two facts that we have to look at. The first one, very positive for us, our own production is a lot more profitable than would have been 12 months ago, especially since we were not leveraged. So we're increasing our production and we're increasing our cash flow pretty significantly. But on the other hand, the competition is also doing better and therefore valuations have improved. This may not be the most opportune time to make the acquisition. On the other hand, gas prices on a global basis are up 350%. So the delta is very, very significant. We now can buy gas in the United States at $5.50 and sell it on the water at $25. The gap is ridiculous. The rest of the world has no hope to reduce their prices significantly. Compare that to oil prices. If you want to take a look at on an oil equivalency at $85, you're still talking about $15 in MMBTU for gas prices on a global basis. So the world is now recognizing that the US has a responsibility to help the rest of the world in terms of access to natural gas. Not later than this morning, Tom Friedman was on CNBC talking about this very point and suggesting very strongly that the US need to continue to support and encourage LNG facility in order to help the rest of the world with the pending energy crisis that is facing the world. So in that context, for us, we can see now a change, a dramatic change in financial institutions on a global basis saying we need to go and finance natural gas projects in the United States in order to make sure that American gas is available for the rest of the world. And you're seeing a dramatic change in the tenure of the conversations with all the banks nationally and internationally in order to finance projects like this. So without any equivocation, the critical point for us now is to continue to take advantage of this situation in order to put our financing together. And we're still on our schedule that we expect to put our bank group together by the end of the year and be in a position to finance our project by the end of the first quarter. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, Tellurian's financing process and upstream development activities, strategic considerations, commodity prices, including the differences between domestic and international prices and the extent and duration of those differences, future cash flow and production, global market considerations, and the timing of financing milestones. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2020, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of November 2nd, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.